to the swift toss. But to the ones who endure,
all
that's you and right. You and you,
wait
to the very
end. It will be all
I've never
right.
Seen
all
the righteous forsaken.
All right.
Nor his seed, that's you.
All right.
Begging bread.
It will be.
So you gotta
all
learn
right.
How to trust
all
him
right.
Now with your whole heart.
Y'all don't mind it here. I'm gonna need a little more time to tell you, to present my evidence for why I believe it will be alright. I need to tell you that I've been through some dark nights, and those dark nights went in the weary days. And truth be told, some of them days I felt like giving up, walking away, throwing in the towel. But then I remember who God is to me. Yeah. He is the source of my strength. And he gives me strength to win this fight. But even when I'm too weak to face the battle, he is a keeper who can make everything all right. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. 'Cause he kept Daniel in the lion's den. And he kept Joseph the dreamer in a foreign land. He kept the Hebrew boys safe from the flame. In fact, we ought to pause right here and bless his holy name. Help me say it.
Jesus.
He kept David when he was cowering in the cave. And he kept Lazarus when he was rotting in the grave. Well, he kept my mama on her bed of affliction. He keeps my children safe and protected. Good God Almighty. And he keeps my beautiful, wonderful wife happy and contented. Well, that's how I know. talk. I don't really have a dance. I don't really have a praise dance, but I want to get in your way. I don't want to box you in. I want to let this band play something, man. Let these people dance. We're going to dance it out, man. Just celebrate real quick.
And that was Brian Courtney Wilson here on Grand Poo and the Grandkids, and it will be all right. Okay, Bree, take it over.
All right. Is my mic on?
No.
All right, now it is. Hi, my mic is on now.
Okay.
All right, this next one is Budapest by George Ezra, and I've been obsessing over him lately. He is just so good. Love his music.
Well, turn it on.
All right.
Maybe I'll be able to obsess too.
House in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano. Beautiful. All right, it's working now. We're good. Technical difficulties.
Hey, we always have technical difficulties.
What's it now?
That's because they don't pay us enough.
My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, I divide all. Over you, ooh, you, ooh, I divido. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you, ooh, you, ooh, I divido. Oh, to you, ooh, ooh, I divido. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. So much if you take my hand, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
All right, that was That was Budapest by George Ezra.
And that was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I'm
nice.
Not obsessing yet, but...
well, you know, it takes a minute.
I could take some more of his music.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, did you have that woman that I gave you on the email about?
I could look for her.
Okay.
Do you want me to?
Yes, I love her music. I'm talking about the young lady, one of the young ladies who was a featured artist at the 4th of July concert here on the Esplanade. I think it was, I don't know how to pronounce her first name.
What is it, Rhiannon?
Rhiannon. Or
Rhiannon. It looks like Rihanna, but like with an N at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And Giddings, it was the last name?
Hold on, I think I know how to spell it now, so give me a minute.
Okay, take your time. But anyway, we're going to try and get some of her music on. I enjoyed her. I never heard of her before. And thought we'd, since we had a grandpa, grandkid coming up, that we'd try to get her on. But in the meantime, we're going to play something by Dorothy Norwood. Now, Dorothy Norwood was an artist when I was just a little bitty baby, I think. She played. She sang with a group called the Caravans, James Cleveland, a lot of other evangelists, Pastor Shirley Caesar, going way, 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 way back. Now, since it was, she was a young, since she was an artist way back then, she has to be in her late 80s, early 90s. But she's looking good. My granddaughter didn't believe how old she must be.
She doesn't look her age. She looks like she's in her 50s.
Yeah, and anyway, this is a song that came out 2000. What's the date on this? 2014. So that was 4 years ago, almost. And this is Dorothy Norwood and the song entitled "Oh Jesus."
Oh
Jesus. Here on, I almost said "Sounds of Praise." Here on Grandpa and the Grandkids.
That's me.
Fasten your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him long enough, something's gonna happen. Start to tremble. demons tremble,
tremble
at the name,
of Jesus.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Who are we talking about here? Who are we talking about here?
Talking about Jesus.
I want to ask you something. Do you know him?
Do you know?
I ought to look up and tell him you can praise him by just saying,
oh, 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 oh,
oh. All righty. That was
Dorothy Norwood and Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus. And this one, this next one, is Grandpa's newfound favorite artist, apparently. Her name is Rhiannon Giddens. I think I'm saying that right. And it's called Julie. And it's kind of cool. So we're going to listen to that. All right.
Fire away.
All right. It says it's playing, but clearly it's not. We love technical difficulties here. Hold on.
So you can sing while in the meantime.
What do you want me to sing?
Whatever you feel like singing. This is our program.
Row, row, row your boat. All
gently right. Gently down the stream.
All right, let's try this one. No, what the heck? All right, I guess Grandpa's going to pick a song now while I figure out what the heck's wrong with my computer.
Okay.
All right.
I can hear it over here.
Yeah, I know, because it's coming out of my laptop, not out of the... Maybe I'm... I had the wrong one in. All right, figured it out.
There you go.
It was the
We're taking that out of your contract, so...
All right, you
know
what?
Your next check will be a little lower than it was last week.
It's been a little bit since I've done this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know.
A little rusty.
Well, my excuse in the morning is, what do you want for 4 o'clock in the morning?
That's fair. You know, this is usually...
My other one is, I haven't had my first cup of coffee yet.
Listen, this is the time I normally wake up at, okay? And I've been up for hours now, so, you know, it's just... Okay, I think this should work now. Can you hear it now?
I can hear you.
All right, we're good.
Loud and clear.
We're golden. Enjoy.
Devils have come to take you far from me. Mistress, oh mistress, I won't run, 'cause I see down yonder the soldiers have come. Mistress, oh mistress, I do see, and I'll stay right here till they come for me. Thank you. gold by my side. Julie, oh Julie, you tell them men that that trunk of gold is yours, my friend. Mistress, oh mistress, I won't lie, if they find that trunk of gold by your side. Mistress, oh mistress, that trunk of gold is what you got when my children you sold. Mistress, oh mistress, don't you cry. The price of staying here is too high. Mistress, oh mistress, I wish you well, but in leaving here, I'm leaving
and Giddens here on Grand Pooh and the Grand Kids. And that was Julie.
Yes,
I like that.
That was cool.
I know she didn't sing that one at the Esplanade concert, but that's good. I'll try to hook myself up with some more of her music. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was nice.
Now, as you know, I know all our listeners out there know who I am. Grand Pooh Brown. And every once in a while, one of my grandchildren, also named Brown, shows up. Today is Brianna
Brown.
And here is a young lady whose music I really enjoy. I thought you saw someone coming in.
No. I just have a habit of looking around.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. But anyway, this woman, her name is Maurette Brown Clark. Mm. Plays one of my all-time favorites because it's a song of encouragement. So often things come into our lives that will discourage us, but she wants you to know when you bring your problems to God, it ain't over. May not be good English, but there's a message in the music.
It seems there's no way out. I know the issue seems unchangeable, and that there's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, so just know it ain't over until God says it's over. It ain't over until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over. Until God says it's over, keep fighting until your victory is won.
Your enemies. over. I don't care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. They said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. They said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. They say you ain't going nowhere. You ain't about.
Alrighty, that was It Ain't Over.
Maurette Brown Clark.
Yup. That was pretty good, because it's never over. It ain't over.
There you go.
Proper English.
Long you're still breathing, it ain't over.
Alright. This next one. Alright, I was just talking about how I was obsessed with, like, George Ezra, but this is... That's nothing compared to this. Let me just say right now.
Oh, my goodness. Will I be able to handle this?
I don't know.
Okay.
All
if
right.
If I fall on the floor, pick me up gently.
All right. Okay. I will do my best.
All right.
All right.
What are you trying to say? I'm heavy?
No, I'm just saying I'm weak. All right. This next one is Lie to Me by 5 Seconds of Summer, and I absolutely adore them. I'm seeing them at the end of the month. I'm going to their concert. It's gonna be
Where is that
going to
be?
Blue Hills Pavilion?
No. Okay.
Yeah, I'm very excited for
All
it.
Right.
It's going to be a good time. All right, this is Lie to Me. Or not. I know I have the right one in.
Are you looking brand new?
All right, we're going to restart that. I got it. It's good. We're good. We're good. We're good. All right.
I saw you looking brand new overnight. I caught you looking too, but you didn't look twice. You look happy. Oh, you look happy. Oh. Flashing back to New York City. Change your flight so you stay with me. Remember thinking that I got this right. Now I wish we never met, 'cause you're too hard to forget. While I'm cleaning up your mess, I know he's taking off your dress. And I know that you don't, but if I ask you if you love me, hope you lie, 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 lie to me. It's 3 a.m. and the moonlight's testing me. If I can make it till dawn, then it won't be hard to see. I ain't happy. Oh, I ain't too happy. Oh, flashing back to New York City. Change your flight so you stay with me. Problem was, I thought I had this right.
That was Lie to Me by 5 Seconds of Summer. My favorite song off the album. Grandpa, what we got up next?
We're going to have a public service announcement, but I enjoyed that one too. You have great taste in music.
Thank
so
you.
So are you.
I
might make you my music producer or something.
Your DJ?
Whatever. You know, somebody to do some work that I won't have to do.
I feel that.
Public service announcement coming your way.
You are about to hear words you don't often hear on the radio, but they may sound familiar.
Severe abdominal pain, fever, vomiting.
To many of us, these words sound like the flu or food poisoning, something temporary.
Urgent need for a bathroom, unexplained weight loss.
But they could be a sign of something much more serious. like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis.
Chronic diarrhea, rectal bleeding.
The pain and isolation of Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis can be overwhelming when you experience symptoms day after day. But there is help.
Call 888-MY-GUT-PAIN.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has trained healthcare professionals to direct you to resources in your community and provide the latest information on research and treatment.
Call 888-MY-GUT-PAIN.
Don't let your symptoms take you away from your life. Advances in diagnosis and treatment are happening all the time. You can get the help you need. Call 888-MY-GUT-PAIN today. Brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, A Brown Perspective on Sports, and Grand Poo.
And the grandkid. And don't forget to call 888-MY-GUT-PAIN, which is, I think, such a great phone number. You know? Like, how creative can you be?
How can you not remember that one?
I guess. I know. It's kind of funny. But, you know, that's a serious thing. You guys should, like, check that out if you have those symptoms or something.
1237 here on WMFO in Medford. Our phone number again here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. If you like numbers, we'll get you either way.
You know?
And since my granddaughter has access to the internet, we're taking requests.
Yes, we are.
Dedications.
Yes.
And any other good things you want to say. Okay, coming up next here on the
Grandpa
and the Grandkid. I forget to remember what program I'm on.
Got too
since
many.
Since I also have Brown Perspective on Sports, Sounds of Praise, and whatever. Pastor Donnie McClurkin. And as long as there's you here on Grandpa
and the Grandkid.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 As I rode down the highway, the song just started to roll over my spirit. And I began to write the song based on my heart, based on my spirit, based on my passion. And the song just said,
if there were no gates of pearl, if there were no streets of gold,
say now,
if there was no other world power, in a land where we won't grow old, be there to enjoy the view now.
Pastor Donnie McClurkin and the McClurkin Project with a little calypso type beat. And as long as you're there, 12:45 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You can download.
You looked at me red as I started yawning.
Well, I'm such a boring guy, you know.
You're not boring. I'm just tired.
Download the WMFO mobile app at 91.5fm.org. Okay, Bree, what's next up on the turntable?
All right, hopefully no more technical difficulties, but knowing me, there probably will be.
Hey, so. That's part of the game.
You know, it just adds a little charm to our show.
If we keep having these little difficulties, maybe they'll pay us more money.
Hey.
Or maybe they'll fire us. Oh, hey, well.
Hopefully it's not the latter. But this next one is, listen, if you thought you were getting whiplash from like all the different types of genres of music before, you better prepare yourself.
That's why they call station Freeform.
Yeah.
Freeform Radio.
All right, this next one is called Bell Bottoms by the John Spencer Band. It's pretty funky. And yes, I do use the word funky.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I got to tell you about the fabulous, most groovy Bell Bottoms. Bell Bottoms.
Alrighty, that was Bell Bottoms.
I guess so.
The John Spencer Band. You know, if you didn't hear them say it like a million times.
If it was called Skinny Pants, I'd say, huh? What?
You know, it's an interesting song. I like it though. It's funky.
It spiced up the program a little bit. I was going to do that. I said, you know, we've been playing a lot of slow stuff. I think I'll, you know, see if I can find something that has a little more pep to it.
A little pep in your step.
And this is strange. This is a song that came out in 2012. Some of the songs on here I didn't particularly care for. It's a two CD album.
Okay.
And so I didn't play it that much way back in 2012.
Well, you know.
But recently I was in the car playing it. Actually, it was side two I was playing. And this song hit me. I said, this is an awesome song. It got better because it didn't seem like it fit into the title of the album.
Okay.
This is by Fred Hammond. And so, therefore, I'm going to dedicate this song to my other granddaughter, Ashley.
Oh, wow.
She loves Fred Hammond. I don't think she's ever heard this one. But, Ashley, I know you're not listening. But when we get the all that stuff recorded, we're gonna send you a copy.
The
album is entitled God, Love, and Romance. What?
Well, you know, God is in everything we do, I suppose.
Yeah, and so, but this song is called Call on Him, which I've been playing, you know, quite often on my prayer session on Sounds of Praise.
Mm-hmm.
Good lead-in, you know, call on him, prayer, you know, call on him. And I guess I've been playing it so often for the past, you know, several months, it's got a little nick in it. And sometimes it'll jump from the middle of side 12, you know, slot 12 to 13, and I'm like, what happened? So I've got to, if this nick's on you, I'm sorry, but I got to retape this because it's so good. Hopefully, after all that, you'll enjoy it.
Hopefully.
Fred Hammond, Jay Moss, and Israel Houghton. And this is Call on Him.
In the name of the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Call on Him. Call on Him. Call on Him. Call on Him. Call on the name of the Lord. But with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong. You say,
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the King.
Say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
Is that the battle is the Lord.